It has just gone 10 o'clock on the radio station for the next generation. My name is Martin. Show is called Rewind. And on the line, I trust they are still there on the line. With me this morning, I've got Jeff and Kim. And they are the proud owners of an amazing company in the Durban area called Zulu Moon Gondolas. Good morning, Jeff and Kim. How's it, guys?
Morning, Martin. How are you?
Jeff.
Morning.
Hello, Kim. Hello, Jeff. Lekker, man. We're not going to get confused with the voices there, are we?
No.
Not at all. Listen, guys, I've got to say, just from my side, I would like to thank you for an amazing experience. Some months ago, we were there at Point. You guys are right next to Ushanka Marine World, isn't? Is that correct?
That's correct, Martin.
Okay,
we're on the canal that runs to the waterfront. It runs from the outside of Shark near Park B, and it runs all the way down towards the bluff, but it ends just before the entrance to the harbor. So it's a contained system.
It is. It is actually quite amazing. I mean, it's sort of not a new development, but for me, it is. It's sort of newish because I've been and they were still building it, and then I left for a number of years. But the area sort of settled in. But it's right next to Shaka. Amazing spot you guys have there. I have to say,
that is. It's lovely. It's been there for a while, but it's one of those best kept secrets in Durban. I think it's becoming more well-known because of our social media that we've been concentrating on. But it's beautiful, and especially in the evenings. Nobody knows how beautiful that little area becomes.
Yeah,
it's like a fairyland when you're on the gondola riding through the canal.
Yeah, well, Jeff, I think let's start at the beginning. Maybe between yourself and Kim, you can decide who's going to answer what. Okay, your company is called, is it Zulu Moon Gondola Rides, or is it the Gondola Experience, or what is it?
So the name, Martin, is Zulu Moon Gondolas,
mm-hmm.
and you can find us online on Facebook using that name, also on Google Maps using the same name.
Mm-hmm.
Our website is gondolas.co.za.
Well, you know what we are going to do, Kim? I did a post yesterday, of course. The links are there, but we'll redo the post again, and we'll just stick all those hashtags and the website and everything on there. But for the listeners who miss it, what they can do is they can also log on to the Coastal Radio SA website, which is www.coastalradiosa.com, and you just go to the small business page we have, and bada bing, bada bang, there it is. Zulu Moon Gondolas. Now, when how did this whole idea start? Kim, waar did it begin?
Okay, so it'll be partly answered by me, and Jeff will finish the answer. It started many years ago, actually, about 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And that, we went over 16, to Venice.
That's 16 years ago.
Yes, that's correct. And we were over in Venice and loved it so much and came back, and Jeff said to me, we need to have gondolas here, and that's how the idea was born. And I'll let him take the answer from here.
Okay, Martin, when you came back, there was a year that they first filled the little canal.
Yeah,
they were looking for a way to get the water out of his soccer aquariums.
Yeah, sorry, I've got to just say this. She hoys you into the deep kant, eh?
Yeah, pardon the pun. Yeah.
So yes, they were.
Martin, yeah, the canal was just an afterthought from the developers of the Point waterfront, because Ushaka wanted a way to get the water circulated and out back into the sea. So the developers of the waterfront said, let's just make a canal to take that same water from Ushaka all the way down a canal through an area that they were going to develop and then out into the entrance of the harbor. So it became a nice 1 kilometer long canal, nicely contained with lights, and it's a beautiful developed area now. And so we took advantage of that. In 2006, we had our first gondola built, and it just grew from there.
I was going to ask, did you import, or did you mentioned you built your own? Did you eie boot gebou?
No, we designed and built our own. The first one was quite unique. Yeah. It was there was nothing like it in South Africa, so I had to run around to fiberglass companies to see who would help me.
Yeah, yeah.
And we eventually found a Canadian canoe. We used to sit behind each other, and we had to split it down the middle.
Yeah.
Make it a little wider so you can get romantic, you know, and have people sitting next to each other on a bench.
Yes, yes.
And that was still too small. It was about 5.5 meters long. After it became successful, then I designed bigger ones. So they're 7.5 meters now with some real fancy boatwork or design on the front and the back.
Yes, yes. Also, one thing that I've noticed, Jeff, is that when you guys started off initially, what is it? Is it a gondolier? The guy that rows the boat?
Yes.
Did it call the gondolier?
The operators, yes.
The operator.
Gondoliers. Okay, so in Venice, yes.
In Venice, yeah. Does he play the guitar while he's busy rowing away? I'm just checking. Or was that, is that your job?
It's interesting because the typical gondolier in Venice would have a single row, and they don't normally sing. So when you're in Venice, you have to pay for an extra person to come on board and sing or play the guitar. So it costs you extra euros in those days. But here, the guys will sing if they ask, but we don't normally have that. We do have a violinist or a saxophonist on the side of the canal if you have a special ride. We've got one called the Deluxe Ride, which you pay for. You have a picnic, and you have an extra boat, and you have a violinist who plays on the extra boat that rides next to you, and that's quite awesome.
This sounds amazing. But one thing, Jeff, that you guys have changed over the years since you started operating was initially the gondoliers were actually rowing the gondolas, but you've now replaced that with a motorized system.
A little trolling sneaker motor.
Okay.
I'll tell you what happened, Martin. In the beginning, we were rowing. But when it became popular, of course, rowing down a kilometer canal and then rowing back again, so that's 2 kilometers for each trip, took a while. And after my operator or gondolier had done, say, 10 or so trips, he was becoming quite tired, and there are people waiting for their rides when he gets back to the dock. So I had to, out of necessity, change to something more efficient.
Of course.
So we put a little sneaker motors in because the point area don't allow any petrol motors on the canal because it's a beautiful ecosystem. The Ushaka curators use the food generated by the canal, the little krill and little bisons that run around in the canal, and they fish them out and feed the fish in the Ushaka aquarium. So it's a beautiful and self-contained ecosystem.
I was just going to say, this is an ecosystem that sort of is part of Ushaka, and that you guys are now utilizing that. So I've seen, when we were on the ride, I actually, as you walk and you get on, you've seen it fishies. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, Kim can talk about the fish. She loves the fish.
Martin, I'm not a fish expert, but they are beautiful. And when I got to learn about how many different species of fish are in the canal, I was amazed. It really is a well-run ecosystem, and we do have plans to expand our offerings in terms of an educational ride, looking at schools and just using that beautiful ecosystem to teach the children about.
That is a wonderful idea, because between you and Jeff, when we were there, you told us so much about what fish and this is that and this is that one, and I was gobsmacked. Even that little section there, I don't know if it's still there, with the hammerhead sharks.
Yes, it is there, yeah.
And
those are contained for all the listeners. They don't get out. You can view a hammerhead nursery area on the ride as well. Yeah,
Which is, it's just an experience. Again, you don't get up and close and personal to a hammerhead shark, and they're babies, guys. But they are contained. Let me just rephrase: they are contained. Hulle is toe na 'n hok daar in die kanaal, and you can van buite af. You can op 'n wal staan en jy kan so 'n bietjie loer vir hulle. But it's absolutely amazing. Kim, you guys have different offerings in terms of the gondola rides. Let's just quickly take one step back. Okay, so your normal business hours, now obviously COVID-19 has thrown a spanner in the works, but your normal operating hours, how do you work? When days, what times do you operate normally?
Okay, so we normally start at 10:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We work 7 days and nights a week. Obviously, this is weather dependent, but we are open for bookings. And then our last ride departs at 7:15.
And that's in the evening.
Obviously, we are closed now because of the shutdown. But once we are allowed to reopen, those would be the operating hours. Yeah, that's in the evening. Mm. So we have online booking on our website. You can see all the different rides and packages that we do offer. Mm. We've also done team buildings with companies quite successfully, and those are a lot of fun. Those would be by request on email to us, and we would then look at designing a team building that suits the company. But yeah, we've got a whole lot of different rides, ranging from just a basic ride up and down the canal, all the way up to the violin ride, and a whole lot of in-between fun things like picnic rides and our big signature message in a bottle ride, which is definitely one of the most popular rides that we have.
Kim, just roughly price-wise, what will I be letting myself in for if I want to take that special person on a gondola ride?
So our basic ride is 60 rand a person. Mm-hmm. So that is the most cheapest ride.
Yeah.
And it goes all the way up, going from 60 rand to 120 rand a person for a half an hour, day or night. And then up from there to our message in the bottle, which is 350 for two people. So that's a half an hour ride for two people, including a message in the bottle.
Which is
a picnic ride.
That is something totally different. I mean, it's an experience all on its own.
It is.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Then you got the picnic ride as well, as you mentioned.
Yes, the picnic ride is 470. And then without giving you all the pricing, which they can look at on our website, it goes all the way up to the ride with the violins, which is just shy of 2,000. It's 1,900. Wow. Some change, and that involves two boats with picnics, rose petals in the works.
Ooh,
in a violin.
Dis nou daai groot impres. That's when, as jy nou die vraag wil vra, nee. Het jy cigarettes en brandewyn? I'm just kidding.
Typical Martin. We'll make you a special ride, Martin.
Yes, please. we can call it Smokey Joe's.
Yeah, we'll have a Smokey Joe's ride just for you, Martin.
Jeff, thanks
we'll
a lot.
We'll bring the hammerhead.
You guys are obviously currently closed, Kim, but you've come up with an idea for the time being. We people can, is it buying vouchers or do they book now, pay now, and then when you reopen, the people can immediately start participating?
Yeah, so what we have got on our website is we've got discount vouchers that they can buy now and use later, or even gift somebody with those vouchers. They can also book in advance. I'm aware that people don't know exactly what's going to happen and exactly when this is all going to go back to normal. But our website bookings are available, so you could book now, for example, for a ride in July, and those are open for booking.
Indeed, but look.
Our vouchers are there on the voucher page, and those are being offered now at discounted rates. So those are, it's a really good deal for people at the moment.
That sounds like an amazing concept. Is you sort of sell it immediately; it's available, then it's booked. And I know you guys run quite an amazing booking system online. So your website again, Kim, for the guys who want to go take a look and start talking to you guys about making a booking.
So it's gondolas.co.za.
It's simple, as simple as that. Gondolas.
And Martin, just for the listeners to know that our policy is always that if people make a booking with us and they need to cancel, we offer the opportunity of giving them a full refund or rescheduling their ride. That's always been our policy, and it always will be. So there's no pressure on making a booking.
I like that. A GoFund it. That for me works because, you can now book. Let's say I book today and then you open in 3 weeks. Let's say for argument's sake, you open and I book in 3 weeks' time and I say to you, oh, my word, Kim, because of this, I cannot be or cannot, sort of come and enjoy it. Can we reschedule or alternatively, can you refund me that I can maybe just at a later stage rebook again? So dit is wat julle doen. That's wonderful stuff.
Yep.
That's wonderful stuff. Kim, I want to thank you so much. And Jeff as well. Jeff, you with my skeekies bow, mate, chum. Skippiekies, nee? Because you guys are going to be busy.
Yeah, I know. We hope so. God has blessed us, and I hope you will continue to do that. Just to let you know, Martin, the voucher idea was a prepaid voucher when you get a huge discount.
Mm.
But those you don't have to necessarily book at the moment. So if you buy a voucher, you can hold on to it or gift it to someone else. And you book it when the time is it's valid for up to 3 years.
Okay.
So it's actually just a method, yeah, that we've adopted now because it's quite critical for little small businesses who can't generate an income.
Mm.
And that hopefully we can pre-sell to generate a little bit of income now, and they can always come back and ride whenever they want within the three-year period.
Jeff,
and that's why it's so valuable, because of already it's discounted.
That's amazing. Jeff, Kim, maybe a stupid little thing. It came into my mind. There was no need to a snap previous. On the gondola, on the front and the back end, you've got those amazing sort of features on each end. Is there a possibility that you guys could maybe create a little flag, near the klein vlaggie, and people can buy the advertising space on that?
We have thought of that before. Mm-hmm. We don't want to take away the integrity of the design of the boat.
Yes.
They do look sexy at the moment.
I'm with you. I'm with you. It's just a thought that came to my mind. But you know.
Yeah, that is a possibility. And that can only be looked at, obviously, when you're out of COVID-19, because no one's going to buy advertising space when no one's looking at it.
That is an idea.
But it is an idea that we have adopted.
You ken me most. I'll take the plan. Te veel planne dalk. I scare myself from time to time.
But, baie dankie, Martin.
Jeff en Kim, ek wil vir julle sê baie, baie dankie. Lekker met julle gesels. The website is gondola.co.za, am I correct?
Gondolas with an S.
With an S. Gondolas.co.za. Alternatively, if you want to go take a look at them on Facebook, it's called Zulu Moon Gondolas. The link is already on the Coastal Radio SA Facebook page. Guys, go check it out. Amazing bunch of people. Jeff and Kim. En hulle gaan so mooi na jou kyk. They've got an amazing team of people that work with them. And, you know, they're all reliant on people like us to support small business. I want to wish you guys all the best. Ons hou styf duim vas dat julle sommer 'n paar besprekings binnekort gaan kry. Jeff en Kim, thank you so much.
Baie dankie, Martin.
Thank you, Martin. Thank you so much.
Uit die blinkkant bo. That's it from my side. Well, cheerio, guys. Thank you so much for your time. On with a bit of music. Maybe a song that should fit in with the gondolas this morning. I got to play a bit of a Lionel Richie. This one is called Penny Lover.